from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Top of the hour, we will give you guys an update, a practice report from what we saw out there yesterday. That'll be at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock hour is when we're giving away Texans tickets to the game this Saturday between the Giants and the Texans. They're lower bowl tickets. They're good seats. Be listening in the 9 o'clock hour for your chance to win. It is a surprise Texans ticket Thursday, and we're giving away tickets all day long. Each show, including Area 45 tonight, has tickets to the game on Saturday if you want to get out there. Noon kickoff, you can hear the game right here on Sports Radio 610. A reminder, our baseball talk, which we are about to partake in, is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You get tons of benefits. You can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I am ready, Seth, to fully acknowledge Yiner Diaz as the linchpin in this lineup that he is. As you know, a few weeks ago, I was a little nervous. Hey, Byron, do you know where the acknowledge me hotkey is in there? Did Ben tell you that? Okay, yeah, give it to me right now.
I want to acknowledge
Yiner Diaz. And the difficulty of what he is doing, I had not factored in, like, okay, this is the guy who's protecting the guy in the lineup. You know, like, mm-hmm. That's a key thing, and Joe Espada has talked about that, like he's let his mind wander. Can you imagine what's going to happen when we get Kyle Tucker back and he's in between Yiner Diaz and Yordan Alvarez? What this is going to look like?
Yeah, but even the way that you said, can you imagine when we get Kyle Tucker back, not if
optimism.
We get Kyle Tucker
I'm
back.
Trying to be optimistic, man. But nobody on this team has taken more at-bats with runners on base than Yiner Diaz since June 16th. I'll credit Chandler Rome with some of these numbers here in a really good piece he has about Yiner Diaz in The Athletic. He is hitting .370 with 32 RBIs with runners on base. Yiner's
Whoa.
Been, yeah, .370.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, Sean. The player that you previously basically wanted to cast aside like a disused
That's not
tissue.
True. You're exaggerating.
That's pretty much how you phrased it.
No.
You said it off air.
You're reading into
it. You said he's
how
no
I
better
phrased.
Than a snot rag to
that's,
me.
That's
what you said.
I did not. But I was probably a little... I was probably a little dismissive of Yiner's chops as a cleanup hitter in this lineup, and it was right in the middle of this stretch that Chandler points out that he's been hitting .370, and I think it's just that he's been hitting with a little more pop of late, and B, the team's been winning too, and I think that kind of colors it. When the team's winning, the .370 feels even more like .370. You know what I mean?
I guess the big question with Yiner is, as he's demonstrated his ability to be clutch over this last stretch, he's also in the postseason. He's batting .071.
Well, that's
we have 14 at bats.
14 at bat, but no, but that's something I did want to bring up. And this is for people who are going to get upset that we're bringing up Dusty Baker's name, because as soon as you bring up Dusty, like, oh, here they go blaming Dusty again. I think it is fair to question now that Yiner has gotten to this level that he, and keep in mind, he was a really good hitter throughout last season. He had an OPS in the 800s last year and had home runs in the 20s somewhere being a part-timer. So, I mean, I do think, not that we want to rehash the past, but this is such an extreme that he's become. He's become such a weapon. And Alex Cintrone, the hitting coach for the Astros, pointed this out in the article. He said sporadic playing time in his first season made every at-bat feel more massive to him, which was probably contributes to 1-for-14 in the postseason. You know what I mean? Like, you
and exactly the whole point is that the argument last year wasn't even necessarily about, oh, he should be starting at catcher or something. It was that Maldonado was falling apart. Maldonado couldn't he was letting balls pass him left and right. He was physically drained. And meanwhile, Yiner wasn't getting steady at bats.
Right.
So it wasn't even like that you gotta start Yiner over Maldonado. Just, man, spell Maldonado somewhat and give Yiner some at bats. Yeah, he was not able to get into a groove. And yeah, probably pressed a lot.
Probably pressed. Like, I look, and if you think this is me excusing my side of the argument and focusing in on the other side of the argument, but Martin Maldonado's OPS in the postseason was .416. He didn't have a single extra base hit. That was the one thing, even with Maldonado, who was never a good hitter at any point in his career, right? Like, he's never been a good hitter. But even when Maldonado was catching for this team as the regular catcher in previous years where the team made playoff runs, including the year they won the World Series, you could at least count on Martin Maldonado for an extra base hit every now and then. Like, when he did make contact a lot of times, it was good contact, you know? In the postseason last year, he was 4-for-28 with no extra base hits. It does. Like I start thinking back to last year. I mean, this is a team that lost in 7 games in the ALCS. This is a team that had to battle down to literally the last day of the regular season to win the division. If you were just maybe a little more forgiving of Yiner Diaz's youth and maybe some of the leadership chops that he'd not yet developed, something he worked on this offseason, then maybe you might have gotten a key hit here or there that might have flipped something for you, either in the postseason or in the regular season. But, man, credit Yiner Diaz and the fact that now he is an everyday guy. He's not only an everyday catcher. He's a guy whose bat has to be in the lineup in some shape or form, whether it's as the DH or, as we saw a couple nights ago, as the first baseman for this team.
Right.
Got to be in there every night, man.
So Kyle Tucker, the latest report is that he was playing catch. That was a step forward from whatever he was doing the other day.
I'll give you the exact report. Kyle Tucker is playing catch yesterday. Mm-hmm. He hit, and some of you may go, well, my kids played catch yesterday. Give me something else. He took batting practice inside yesterday.
Yeah,
like down in
that's a big one.
Bowels of the trop down there. And did a, quote, ton of work in the weight room.
In the weight room. I choose that as like he lifted a literal ton
exactly
of weight.
Exactly what I say too. Yes.
Like he, which could just what be 200 pounds 10 times. So that doesn't necessarily
Someone
sound like
that
all
on
that
the
much.
Text page.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
now
one
just...
rep. He benched 200. Okay. He benched 205 10 times and called it a ton.
That's
yeah.
funny. Okay, that joke someone sent in an hour and a half ago now finally resonates with me. I'm like, what, 200 times 10? right over my head. So that's the Kyle Tucker news. I have no idea what to make of it at this point with Kyle Tucker, other than...
So with the bone bruise, as we read in that piece by Chandler Rome and where he interviewed 4 different orthopedic surgeons, the common theme was, it's different with everybody, and sometimes it just takes longer. It does seem to be one of those types of injuries, though, that once you've fixed it, then, okay, now it's just a matter of getting your functioning back.
Yeah.
If he wasn't able to... I mean, if because of pain and swelling, he wasn't just able to move much at all, that means it's not just that he couldn't train or lift a ton of weights or anything, however meager that might actually be. You're not firing your calf muscles.
Right.
You know, you're not using your foot. You're hobbling around on a peg leg. It takes some time just to get all the muscle tone back and everything. So hopefully that's what he's going through right now. So when you saw him hobbling around a couple days ago fielding fly balls, maybe that's just him actually getting the actual strength back, but that the pain isn't an issue anymore.
Fingers crossed, man. Fingers crossed for sure. All right, practice yesterday. It was a Diggs destruction day at practice yesterday for the Houston Texans. We'll get you up to speed on everything that we saw out there, good and bad, from the Texans' last outdoor practice this week. They practice in the stadium later today. Practice report for practice number 16 is coming up next.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.